Welcome to Pauly Malignaggi, from Brooklyn to the world.
Proudly representing his hometown of Brooklyn, New York.
Pauly Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
I'm definitely far from shy. We're going to be ranting about a lot of stuff. Not just about boxing, I'm opinionated on life in general. Many sports topics and politics.
Pauly doesn't hold back.
The two-time world champion, Pauly the Magic Man.
Brooklyn to the world, Pauly Malignaggi, we're back. Hey, not the episode. What's the episode? What number episode is this?
21.
21 and counting. What a roll, kid. We didn't even know if we were making past five. Now we're on 21.
I think it's 21.
You know what I'm coming to you? I'm coming to you live from Shine Barbershop.
Shine!
Hold on, I'm going to have someone say what's up.
What's going on?
Tone!
Live from Shine Barbershop. Is Renee down the other seat? Oh, let's have Renee say what's up.
What's going on? We here, Shine Barbershop.
Yo! Sure.
I'm literally taking you on the road with me today. I'm just getting up and getting done with my haircut. I got to go home and finish packing. Can't be in the studio. I miss you guys in the studio. Folks at home, this is the life on the road, literally. This is what I do. Life on the road.
For anybody that doesn't know, Tone is cutting your hair, and Tone looks like a younger version of Al Heyman.
Now Tone's getting all outdated. All outdated idiots are throwing a hand on Tone now.
That's right.
What's going on over there? How's the city life going?
Oh, beautiful. It's hot.
Beautiful.
He's not up here yet.
You know you love going to work in the morning. What's going on?
Yeah, I was at work and then just shot over here.
What did Alyssa tell you last night? She told you were taking off work today?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her. We live together and she hardly knows what I'm doing. But...
she goes, why are you taking off of work?
Yeah. It's pretty wild. Right
on. Let me make my way out of the barbershop and head towards the outtone. I'll see you later, brother.
It's just some walking music.
Right. Thanks, dude. And then I'll see you later, buddy. All right. Absolutely. All right. Now we're off on the streets of Brooklyn. Literally, the podcast listeners are coming for the ride.
There you go.
You know, I gotta get home. I gotta actually finish packing.
I was gonna take
a sauna, like steam bath, to try to control my weight. I gotta go finish Campbell, bro. I gotta finish in Campbell. I'm in Spain, bro. Spain tonight, you know. But I want to take a hot steam bath just to maintain my weight or control it at least. I got to weigh in next week. I've literally been training for this fight on the road. I mean, granted, if I was taking on a world class opponent, I don't think I'd be able to pull this fight off because I've been so busy. I just got back home yesterday after 2 weeks straight on the road. Before that, I was on the road for like 2.5 weeks straight on the road, but I was more of a vacation than being on the road when I was in Marbella in Italy last month.
You've really been the real traveler.
This schedule is hectic, bro. I'll tell you. And people think they want to do it. And you know what? I can't say I'm complaining, but it's not as easy as you would think.
A little bit, but that's fine.
I wouldn't say I'm complaining. I mean, complain is a little harsh of a word, you know what I mean? Complain is a little bit harsh of a word. And speaking of complaining, you know what I am going to complain about? You know what I am going to complain about, bro?
Go for it.
You call yourself a locksmith. You don't even know when the Champions League is starting. You're a jerk-off locksmith.
I'm sorry. I was too busy working and then booking your flights. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me, bro? The locks we had in the Champions League this week, and you didn't throw anything in.
I know.
And you imagine? I actually hit you up before the Paris Saint-Germain game started, and I said, bro, this is the lock today. Paris Saint-Germain versus Malmo, throw it in.
Yeah,
let me know the line
starts,
on it.
The game starts at 2:45. You text me at 2:44 with...
It was like 2:15.
Yeah, okay.
But still, you could have checked your... What's up? What up? Don't check your phone. What up? Let's not check the phone and then miss out on the lock. So then, obviously, I give him the Happy Gilmore. We'll wait on that one, dipshit.
We'll wait on that one.
Because literally 3 minutes into the game, Di Maria scores. And then from there, it was all easy picking. Somebody signed your mind. They actually got to the half at 1-0. Mama played
I'm sure,
decent.
I'm sure that line was enticing, too.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. Mama's not a horrible team. You know what I mean? I mean, they're not great, but, I mean, they're the worst team in the Champions League. Like, the next day's games, Benfica versus Astana. Astana's definitely the worst team in the Champions League. I don't know where Astana even came from. You know what I mean?
Where are they from?
I have no idea. I got to be honest with you. I have no idea. But they beat Apoel in the qualifiers, and usually Apoel has been qualifying the last few years. So
sounds
I don't know.
Gibberish to me.
Yeah, gibberish to you. Exactly. When you because you're a drunk off locksmith. That's why you got to know these things. How am I gonna know these things that I'm not the locksmith? You're a locksmith. How am I gonna know these things? And you're not gonna know these things.
I had the Bengals on Sunday.
The Bengals on Sunday. Boom. You also.
Boom.
What else you got on the run? You also had Andrew Luck on Sunday, like you do every Sunday, and he didn't come through for you.
Nobody
you only talk about the winners. Typical
I'm
gambler.
Asking the fucking questions.
That's a typical gambler. Gamblers always talk about their big wins, they never talk about their nice losses, right? That's a typical gambler. He had the Bengals on Sunday, but he also had Andrew Luck and the Colts on Sunday. We didn't cover.
Right, but I doubled up on the Bengals.
You did double up on the Bengals, didn't you?
And the Colts was a 1 o'clock game, and the Bengals were a 4 o'clock game. That's what
am I stretching too much if I say you doubled up on the Giants on Sunday night too?
I actually hit with the Giants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They covered the line, even though they lost.
The thing is this. It was
jerk off is the word of the day today. The way the Giants lost on Sunday is a jerk off way to lose too.
Do you want to get into that right now?
Yeah, we're gonna get into it in a minute. But I will say that at least you covered that line. That was a big cover line.
Yeah, and then the fact that nobody played defense in the second half actually made the over push too. Thank you.
Bet it. Boom. That's big, no?
Mm-hmm.
You're a big over guy. Why don't you let the listeners know why you're such a big over guy? Because I rarely see you take unders. You're like you're a big over guy and you're a big favorite guy, I notice.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
Number one. If you take the under, once it goes over, it's over.
Yeah.
If you take the over.
Once it goes over, you can no longer be in that game. You can no longer be interested in that game or watch that game with any kind of interest.
If you take.
You've now lost your bet.
I'm trying to break this down. Will you give me
a second? Guys, the logics of three cards. Guys, the logics.
If you take the over, it's always just more fun because you could just cheer for any touchdowns.
Doesn't matter, it's
right?
More fun.
Okay. Secondly, most importantly. Okay.
Go
back because you got the memory of an elephant when it comes to dumb shit and useless information. You probably don't know where your keys are right now, but you can tell. You could probably tell me scores from the mid 80s and the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Is football not a totally different game now?
Of course. No, it is.
It's gunslinging. It's a quarterback show every day.
Yeah.
It's. Don't touch the wide receiver. Oh, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Yeah.
So that will give you more chances to put up points.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But they're also going to adjust the lines to that, though, too, no? I mean, they're going to.
Hit me up at Peter Cards for any locks. Thank you.
So the first reason was because the under, once it goes over, it's over. So
yeah, you have no
you
chance.
No longer,
you're
so
done.
You're saying you can no longer watch that game with any sort of interest if you bet the under and it goes over.
No,
even if there's a whole second half
dipshit.
Left.
Shit, listen to the logic. It has nothing to do with watching the game.
I'm on the block. I'm on the block in Brooklyn, and a Steelers country flag on. We live in Brooklyn. Where does a guy have the Steelers country flag in front of his house? I just came from Pittsburgh the other day. I didn't even see that flag in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you don't see any Giant fans in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
What kind of a dickhead is from New York or anywhere over here that cheers for the Cowboys or the fucking Steelers?
You know what it is? Front runners. They call fair weather fans.
What about the jerk off from New Jersey, Christy?
Who?
Christy, right?
Big Cowboy fan.
You have two. Governor Christy.
Oh, the guy running for president.
The fat dickhead. Yeah. You got two NFL teams in your state.
Uh huh.
They both play at fucking Meadowlands, right?
Yeah.
And this guy's a fucking Cowboy fan.
Wait a second.
Like, you're a politician. Did you ever hear of the word, like, being diplomatic?
Nah, you gotta read between the lines on that one, kids. You gotta read between the lines on that one. Texas is a big Republican state.
I understand that, genius.
And also,
I understand
Texas
that, but throw a fucking Giants hat
on
once in a while.
Of course, but Texas has more electoral votes, so winning, and ultimately, you're trying
to
run for president.
He's not winning anyway.
I understand.
He wouldn't get reelected in New Jersey. He's going to get elected as president.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, New Jersey, I think, is a Democratic state, while Texas is a Republican state. So if you win Texas in the presidential race, I mean,
now
it's a
Colin
lot of points.
Colin Powell's going to fucking explain all the different states to us. Seth, you hear this?
Well, it's perfect.
I'm actually teaching you something. Instead of being a wise ass, you should embrace the lesson you're getting. You know what I mean? This is a free next lesson in knowledge, in political knowledge. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
While you guys are over there in the studio playing patty cakes with yourselves, I'm giving you guys, with our Uncle Rico and everybody over there playing patty cakes.
Baker's man.
With our friend Pedro.
Yeah, with your friend Pedro. You know, I'm actually giving you a political lesson. Why don't you try sitting back and listening instead of giving me your 2 cents, you know?
The floor is yours.
Thanks, buddy. That's what
apparently
I just did.
Apparently you have the dais.
Yeah, I do have the dais, and that's why I was just teaching you guys about electoral votes, because I'm teaching you guys how the presidential election works in the United States. Speaking of which, didn't we have the Republican debate yesterday? What do you think of that?
Yes, we did.
What about the news after me and Peter Carr were watching the post-Republican debate after I got to the house late? And they were interviewing
people. So did I,
because
I had to pick your fucking ass up.
They were interviewing people on the news afterwards. On the news, they went to some post-Republican party. What about the whacked girl? They got some whacked girl. She's holding a drink in her hand. She's whacked. She, everyone, her opinion on who she thought won the debate. She doesn't even know she's here. She doesn't even know she's standing in front of you giving an interview. You want her to tell you who she thought won the electoral the Republican debate. Can you take that?
The only thing she knew.
As a responsible, knowledgeable reporter, you don't see this girl can't even stand up straight. You're going to ask her who she thought won the Republican debate?
The only thing she knew is when her...
What is this country coming to? Even the reporters are getting dumber. And you know, I think they're getting dumber. They're getting dumber.
The only thing she knew was when her next Botox appointment was.
Thank you. I couldn't believe it. I was like, bro, she's holding a drink in her hand, too, instead of telling, you know what, sweetie, I'm gonna interview you a couple minutes to ask you your opinion on who you thought won the Republican debate. Why don't you put the drink down at least?
Put the fucking champagne down, lady.
While we record the set real quick, you know, a couple minutes. Just give the drink to your friend. You know, tell your friend to maybe hold your drink. You know, we'll make it a little easier. You know what I mean?
One of these people might be in charge of your country for 4 years.
Yeah.
Put your drink down for a second, lady.
Yeah, hold on. I got Frankie Future Legend calling me on the other line. My partner, Future Legend. Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back. You guys carry the...
What?
You guys carry... Hold on, bro. This is real life. This is real life.
Go ahead.
Real life. This podcast is real life.
Podcast is real life is right.
Wow, you know, you're trying to make a living, PD Podcast. You're trying to take it to the next level, and this guy's putting you on hold.
He's holding me down.
He is. You know, you have to branch out to your own show.
He's holding me down.
From PD to the bottle.
From PD to the bottle.
Like it?
I didn't like it, actually.
If I could save Pete in a bottle, first thing that I...
Oh, man. Wait, he's got some busy shit going on. This guy's going to Spain. He's going to train there for a week. I'm going to meet him in Milan, where the fight is.
What's the date?
September 26th.
That's the fight. What is that on?
Saturday. It's not this Saturday. It's next Saturday.
What's Saturday? When are you going?
I'm back.
Welcome back.
I wasn't going to be long. You know what I mean? In case I didn't tell you, I wasn't long. You know?
All right, Mr. Cartel, you're back.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I'm back.
Ooh.
I'm back. I'm better than ever. What about that? I got to finish packing right now.
What?
And I want them to take this freaking steam bath. Making this way for this fight is going to be such a bitch. You know that? Because I haven't gotten to train the way I want to. Granted, like I said before, like I told our great listeners before, if I was fighting a world-class opponent, I probably would have pulled out of this fight. But we're fighting Laszlo Pazekas from Hungary. If I can't beat him even on a training camp in motion, then I really don't deserve to wear boxing gloves ever again. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you agree with that, Peter Kutz.
You're
always
forget,
there for a helping
forget
hand.
Your adapter.
My adapter, boom, yes.
Adapter.
Adapter, we gotta change it. Because you know why do we got adapter here? Because we gotta change the electricity.
Yes.
The electricity
God
has to adjust,
forbid, this yeah. guy forgot his adapter and didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
Like
it wouldn't be good.
Head with no pipe.
Yeah.
What do
that
you do? We
good.
Got all this crack and no pipe. Eat it.
No. Seriously. I mean, I'm not the only one like that though. Honestly, a lot of people can't live with their phones nowadays. You remember how we did it 20 years ago?
I have no clue, man. I remember when I had a beeper, and I used to get the fucking 143s.
Remember beepers were the coolest thing in the world? Remember everybody used to have the codes?
Yeah, 143. My girls at the time would text me 143.
Yeah, everybody thought they were on what, 143.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to bed.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, yeah. Well, 143 was great. You know, we're all teenagers at 143 beeping. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
And then my mother would text me with the house number. And then
And then, I mean, you gotta ask for a quarter.
You gotta get the quarter.
A quarter. Hey, anybody got a quarter? Anybody got a quarter? I gotta beep. What about when you didn't know the number?
Wait. What about what that was the excuse? I beeped you three times. I didn't have any quarters. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. What about my grandfather, who I'm actually gonna go visit probably during this podcast while I got with you? He used to have the beeper for his business, for his construction business.
Oh,
and he used to get beat from numbers he didn't reckon. He didn't understand. He didn't recognize. He would call him back. He couldn't speak English. Beat for me. Beat for me. No, you beat for me. Beat for you. No, beat for me. And he'd start yelling, you beat for me.
The stories about his grandfather, dude.
We just bring him in.
But he doesn't speak English. What are we going to do?
We'll have to translate.
My grandfather's been here in America. 1977, and there's no, I don't speak 10 words of English. Hold on. Anthony Cameramano just called me on your line now.
Oh,
this is what I got to deal with on a travel day. I'll be right back. Carry the show for 2
Tell
minutes.
Tell him
we're
on a podcast.
Jesus. That was just some hold music.
Elevator music. I'm enough elevator music for everybody, I think. Dun, 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 so, how about them Yankees?
Oh, yeah. Luis Severino might be the real deal.
You think so?
Like that kid. You haven't seen him pitch?
What did he trip the other day? What the fuck happened to him?
He won last night, but he got lit up by Toronto. But this is one. He had one bad start. He didn't locate his fastball. You know what happens? You don't locate your fastball. And that Toronto team can mash.
Location, location, location.
Exactly. The real estate and baseball.
That's real estate.
And baseball. Yeah, with a better pitcher. Yeah. Yankees looking good, man. But the Mets, man. It's funny. Met fans hate the Yankees, and Yankee fans.
All right, guys, I'm back again.
Oh, nobody cares.
You're interrupting our Yankee talk.
Yankee talk.
We didn't know how long he'd be gone. People brought it up. It's not my fault.
I said, "How about
we went from talking about my grandfather and the crazy stories to Yankee talk."
That's what happens, Whiplash, when you want to just put us on hold.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's listeners that are going to be listening, right?
I understand.
The whole music
you
goes
can
so
long. Actually continue the conversation. I mean, you don't have to actually change the conversation.
You know what's funny about his grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
So, Paulie's like, you know, his uncle's like a bunch of pranksters. He has an uncle, Sebastian, who's a fucking prankster. This guy just, he can't live life if he's not breaking somebody's balls, but in a funny way.
Shout out to my Uncle Sebby.
Uncle Sebby is the best, right?
Uncle Sebby, I like this, catchy.
His uncle Dario is the youngest of them.
Mm-hmm.
So now, growing up,
my Uncle Dario is probably like close enough in age to be like a big brother to me.
Right.
Instead of, you know,
now growing up, you know, mm-hmm. grandfather again doesn't speak any English.
Mm-hmm.
So now he had the phone, and then he had the business phone, like for the fax machine and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
mm-hmm.
His Uncle Sebby would call the house,
mm-hmm.
asking for Dario when Dario wasn't home.
And he would do it on purpose. He would prank him.
And, you know, is Dario there?
No.
Dario Norm. No.
No, my Uncle Sebby, what Sebby would do is, there were two house lines at that time, you know, no cell phones. There were two house lines. So there was a house line, and then there was the house line that was for my grandfather's construction business.
I just said
and
that.
There was no call ID at the time. You know, so what would he do? He called the house line from the construction business line, which was in my grandfather's bedroom. He'd hide under the bed. My grandfather would be in the kitchen, and he'd call up, and he'd ask for Dario. And he'd say, no, not at home. Okay. And hang up. And then he'd call up right away. He'd hit press redial. Oh, not at home. No, not at home. And hang up again. You know, my grandfather, if you know my grandfather, everybody doesn't know my grandfather. When the phone rings, he has to be the first one to answer it. Like, he lives and dies by that phone, you know? So, the phone rings out 3 times in a row. Oh, not at home. Man, that was true. And it's just basically like another one, you know, but you're not going to get the full gist of it, but basically he started flipping out because the way they keep calling the house for, he's not home. Where is he at? Because all his friends are calling here and they don't know where he's at, you know?
So you're just driving your grandfather crazy.
Oh,
the best one was when Sebby used to call and not talk. The best. My grandfather had a war going on who he thought was pranking him. Anytime it turned out, it was my Uncle 70. And that to this day, I don't think my grandfather knows. I don't think we ever told him.
Now he knows.
There was he doesn't speak English, so even if he's listening to the show, he doesn't know. But the basically, my Uncle 70 would call up and not talk. He'd just call up, and you'd hear nothing on the other line. So my grandfather would answer the phone and say, and he'd get mad, and he'd start cursing in Italian. It got to the point where every time the phone rang, you couldn't answer, he had to answer it first, because he had to catch this person. If it was this person, he had to curse them out every time.
Like, if you tried to answer, he would chop you in the neck.
Yeah,
like
every time the phone rang, he had to answer it, but just to make sure, when it was the person that didn't talk, he was the one that answered the phone. Meantime, the whole idea was for him to answer the phone, because it was Sammy pranking him. So he'd call up, and my grandfather would run to the phone. Oh! And then they wouldn't talk, and then he'd go, I think steak up for a butana, which is basically your bitch sister's cunt, your fart sister's cunt.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
I have a dirty mouth.
Whoa, you got to put in the jar.
Well, I'm repeating the prank. I mean, the prank's not going to come out unless you repeat what was said. Anyway, he would say things like that. Get the person on the other line, because for him it was warfare, you know, like this person was messing with him, but he was going to mess with them back. Well, at the end of the day, obviously, to this day, my grandfather still hasn't been notified that it was Sebi the whole time. Because if you tell him, he'd probably kill him.
Yeah. Well, if you guys do tell him, make sure you video it when you tell him.
Seriously.
Save it for Thanksgiving or something, at the table.
You got to put Sebi in a body of armor before you tell him.
Yeah.
How old's your grandpa?
My grandfather is 78 years old now.
He's still a young fella.
Yeah, he's for a grandfather, especially, I'm the oldest grandkid, so I've had my grandfather around because he was really young. I mean, for a grandfather, he was very young for a grandfather, you know. But they were already living in America when I moved back to Italy, you know, because I'm born in America, and then we moved back to Italy because my mom was married to my father. My father didn't want to stay in America. So, you know, my grandfather had moved to America in 77 with the family, you know. So, you know, he's actually been in America longer than all of us. And still doesn't speak 10 words of English, which is great, which is just totally great. Cause he used to just go to 18th Avenue and hang out with the cat at the cafes all day all the time instead. You know, it's great. But you know what? He made it happen. You know what? I got to say, he made it happen. He did his construction jobs. He got a lot of jobs, a lot of gigs. He supported the family. Taught me how to grow up and be a man, you know, because, you know, I didn't have my father around, you know. So I got to say, props what props is due. Regardless of the language barrier, now my grandfather's a man. And he gave me a lot of life lessons, you know what I'm saying? Even if it was hilarious doing so, because that's the thing about the old school generation. They're so old school that we can't comprehend them now, you know? Like, so it's just funny to us, you know? For them, everything's totally normal, but what they believe or how they run shit, you know? But for us, it's totally hilarious, you know?
Right.
So I feel like, you know what? I always tell Peter Cards, I say, you know, at the end of the day, we make fun of that generation, but one day we're going to miss them. One day we're going to be old. And we're going to be talking to the young kids about that particular generation, and they're not going to know how cool we're talking about because they can't adapt to it. They can't understand it. You know, they didn't live to see those people from that generation.
Like,
so as much as we make fun of them, we're going to miss them one day, you know?
That's right.
You're going to have him for a long time still, I think. He's going to be around.
Oh, 78 years old. He'll still kick my ass.
Yeah, you know, he keeps in good condition, you know? He keeps himself good. You know, and makes it happy. He's a big soccer fan. You know, you just gotta watch him when Italy plays and when Juventus plays. He's a big Juventus fan, and he's a big Italy fan, obviously. So you just gotta watch him when those teams play, because he goes kind of nuts. Like yesterday, I'm sure he was flipping. 2 days ago, I was in Pittsburgh, but when Juventus beat Man City, I'm sure he was flipping. That Morata goal, he's still talking about it. The Morata goal.
Yeah. It was on the road.
Yeah. Did you see Morata's goal? The goal that made it 2-1.
No. I saw the Roma goal.
Roma.
Yeah, Florenzi's goal yesterday was sick too, but Morata wasn't playing either. I mean, Morata actually had a really, really nice shot, you know what I mean? And then Vincent Kompany has the balls, the audacity to say Juventus didn't deserve to win the game, we deserve to win that game. Hey, did you see the goal you scored? You were all over Chiellini's back. How the ref didn't call us? How did you see any of the goals for that game, Peter?
No, I didn't see any.
Bro, on a corner kick, Kompany jumps up, and you know when you jump and you lean on the defender, so the defender can't not only can't jump, but using him as a high riser, whatever, right. Using him as a stool.
Leverage.
He used Chiellini as a stool to jump on. Okay, so he jumped himself up on Chiellini's shoulders, which does two things. It picks him up, and it keeps Chiellini down.
and he can't jump and challenge the play. And then the ball actually bounces off Chiellini. He misses the head of the company. He dumps on Chiellini, only to miss the head. The ball hits Chiellini in the face and goes in. Okay, mind you, that's Chiellini's luck, as it always is.
It hit right off his fucking nose, I bet.
So you had a goal that you didn't even deserve on top of that. We had to come back from a goal down at the Etihad, tied the game, and then made it 2-1. And you say, you deserve to win the game? But get the hell out of here.
When you say we had to come back, what position were you playing?
Yeah, that's the thing. Somebody told me that on Twitter the other day when I was talking about the Giants. I said, you know, we, and somebody goes, yeah, what position you playing on the Giants? I know, I play for the Giants. Fuck out of here. Get out of here. You know what I'm talking about. You're suffering with the team. That's the thing. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
When you're suffering and believe the team, me, the Giants made me suffer, that's for sure.
Well, for all intents and purposes, at least you made money in the game, no?
Yeah, but I'm a Giant fan. I didn't care if I lost a bet. I want them to win, especially opening game. You're in Dallas, a division game. You're able to go 1-0 on them, get a division win.
Sure.
You never bet against them?
Start the momentum. I mean, well, honestly, think about that momentum swing right now.
Well, the good thing about the positive, there's a little ray of light about the loss is that the division all start 0-1 with the exception of the Cowboys, which by default had to be 1-0 because they played us. You know? Again, I'm going to go with the us for all you people who don't like it. I don't care. That's how I roll. You know? But, you know, so.
That's one way to look at it.
Sure.
Pete, did you do any DraftKings?
I did.
You did? How'd you do with DraftKings?
Well, you know, I didn't do well. I had little Nicky.
Oh, you didn't do well. The Washington doesn't do well.
DraftKings is tough.
These kids are real jerk off.
Oh, so, come on.
Well, you know, I wish you the best. I give you positive vibes. I really do.
I feel them, buddy.
Nobody's rooting for you more than me.
I could tell. Your positive vibes feel like a wet fart coming out, and then you realize that it's a little bit of shit mixed in with the fart.
Nice.
This kid just compared my positive vibes.
That's how positive your vibes are.
Poop.
You know the hot fart.
What's going on with your recovery from the Dominican Republic? Speaking of wet farts, what's going on?
How's your butt?
How's the recovery coming along?
Don't joke around with that stuff.
I'm not. I'm actually asking you. I'm asking you a dead serious question.
I had to go to.
You were peeing through your asshole last week. So have you at least stopped that?
Well, I had to go to the doctor.
Uh oh.
You went to a doctor?
Yeah. Well, I had to.
Wait. Hold on. Last week you were peeing through your asshole. You came back from the office. Now it got so bad that you went to the doctor.
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this right now. I mean,
you're an open book. What's the problem? Tell us. We'll help you. Maybe some out there can help you.
Yeah,
be pretty serious.
Oh, are you serious?
So what happened?
Well, I went and you know,
because I haven't had a time myself. You know, so.
I'm a little worried now.
Well, I went and you know, they took some tests and stuff.
You sound down the whole show.
Well. I have what's called traveler's diarrhea.
That's what it's called?
You could die from that? You're kidding, right? Come on.
Well, listen.
You drank with Dominican Republic water diarrhea. That's your problem.
It's called, I was diagnosed, okay? That's pretty serious to me. I was diagnosed.
You're nuts.
The bottom line is, have you stopped pissing through your asshole or not, Peter Clark?
It's like half piss. I guess it's getting better.
I'm not gonna post this show near dinner time. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, it's a pretty serious deal. I'm on medication. I'm in the medical books for that.
Bro, it's getting better, but you still haven't stopped. Are you kidding me, bro? You came back from the middle of over 2 weeks ago.
It's a process. What do you think? I'm Pacquiao? Were you with the fucking salt water?
You should go to salt water.
4 or 5 days in the middle of the public, was it worth 2 weeks of shitting through your ass? Oh my God, bro.
To be honest, it was.
We can't go through this trip. Holy shit.
Honestly, it was worth it. If I die tomorrow,
if you could do it all over again and say, you know what, you're going to be pissing through your ass off for a month, but you're going to have all the fun you want for 4 or 5 days in DR.
I told you, you missed out. That trip was great.
I missed out, bro. I was in Marbella in Sicily. What did I miss out on?
No, I know. You know, but we weren't together. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always fun.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you showed me some of the videos yesterday from a couple of the characters in the nightclub that you guys were going to.
Yeah. We would have had fun with those guys.
Yeah, you kidding me?
The one guy look like Adonis Stevenson. I got him on film saying, Superman in the building, baby.
Yeah, he calls like to find their lookalikes and then make them say things that the person they look like would say, you know? So he found me an Adonis Stevenson lookalike in the nightclub in the Dominican Republic, and then recorded him saying Superman in the building, and then sent me the video. Yep. You take that?
Yep.
That's a real friend right there.
Isn't that guy?
Oh. We lose you?
Shalom.
Paulie, come in, Paulie. Earth to Paulie. You said you really did that? You got a guy, Donna Stevenson? All right.
Absolutely, I do it all the time.
All right, text Paulie. Say, yo, bro, call us back. This is your podcast, Brooklyn to the World, Disconnected. Disconnected from the world. That's the name of the new show.
This guy's disconnected all the time. It's really frustrating.
Call me, pick up the phone, and call moi. When Harry Met Sally? See that movie?
That's
movie. Yeah.
Ancient classics.
Yeah. You know what? You are, and I was going to bring him when Paulie was up. Maybe he'll call us back.
I don't think he knows to call back. I think we got
to
call
I just texted him to call back.
Oh.
So hey. He knows.
Pronto.
Guys.
Sure.
I'm back.
Oh, hey, he's back.
Wow. Some technical difficulties, obviously, rose.
Was that the BlackBerry?
You playing DraftKings?
Nah, I was. You know what the problem is? Tell you what the problem is. I don't know that I'm gonna have time to do this steam bath that I need to do, man. I mean, this making way down the road is really killing me over here. Give me a minute. Let me pack up the call of my luggage. You guys carry the show for a minute, all right?
All right.
Folks, man. My apologies for listeners. I'll be back.
We're going to talk about DraftKings because you're right. Boring anyway.
Do me a favor. All right? Let me float up this call with this luggage.
Do it.
I had a nice hit on DraftKings.
Did you?
Yeah, I played I didn't realize it. I started looking a little deeper into it. 1 o'clock games. You can just do 1 o'clock games. DraftKings.
Cool, yeah, that's cool.
So I did that. I had Ryan Fitzpatrick, a quarterback, who started out really slow. I'm like, oh, that's a bad pick because he's cheap, you know. So I want to save my money. I got Eddie Lacy. I spent some money on him.
Oh, there you go.
I had Percy Harvin, good pick.
Nice,
real cheap. He was really cheap, and it was a great pick. I got a lot of points out of him. Landry ran a kickback for Miami.
Yeah,
had him.
That's Odell Beckham.
Forte. I had Forte.
Forte.
Yeah, and had Panthers defense.
That's what he does.
It's funny. I ended up, I played $27. I won $90.
Wow.
At one point, I was plus +300. I'm like, holy crap. I get a couple more points. I'm looking up instead of looking down, right? I'm like, oh, plus +300. I got a couple more points. I can win more money. And it's cool. I'm going to be looking at that going forward. I like looking at the.
Yeah, because then I could do multiple ones in the same day.
Exactly. It makes the pool a little smaller, too.
Anybody out there knows you got the 1 o'clock madness, the 4 o'clock madness, and then you got Sunday night football that goes into Monday night football.
It's really cool, man. It's fun to watch how you jump around those things.
I love DraftKings. You know what? I always look for feedback from, like, Twitter and stuff. There's a kid that follows us and listens to the podcast religiously. He's from Iowa. He said that DraftKings wouldn't accept his money.
What?
I wonder if that's just his
maybe
state.
Maybe he's a minor? Oh, it could be the state.
His state, I think.
But you can't play under 18, though, I imagine.
No,
maybe
no,
you can.
No.
No, right?
You got to be able to be of age to gamble.
Yeah. Because they don't consider it gambling,
it's not gambling, but you know, you're putting up money. You know, you can't just...
It's a game. It's fantasy football.
Right.
But fantasy football, like they say, DraftKings, you know, it's like you got to wait the whole season to collect your money, even if you have a good team. This thing, you know, every week.
It's really cool. It comes in instantly.
You know, we're going to actually start... I'll include you on it. We're going to start a little pool, little DraftKings pool.
Yeah.
They have things you could do on the site. So I'll invite...
Well, let's do it.
I'll send your email, and I'll send a bunch of people. I'll put in $5 a week and winner take all.
I'm definitely in.
Yeah.
You kidding me? I'm going to come strong at you guys.
And also, for you people who have not used DraftKings, is he coming back? Well, you packing your underwears?
Yeah, he's going to pack his little G-strings.
Yeah, some magnums.
Guys, I packed up all that stuff, but, you know, I got to load up the car. You know, I can't hold the phone in my hand.
No, you don't get arrested.
I got to load these luggages.
Hey, what's your code for DraftKings?
Paulie M, Paulie M.
You guys use that code and you get like a shot at like some big ass prize.
Yeah, give it a shot. You know what I mean?
This week's Millionaire Maker event. You can win $1 million just because you listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine that.
You can get lucky.
Get a shot.
I'd love to be responsible for somebody winning $1 million because they listen to our podcast and happen to play DraftKings.
You would wish that on somebody?
I got some good advice. Should I share advice with our listeners about DraftKings?
I would say so, yeah.
I got some good advice from a pro. He said you look at the over-under totals of the games, you know, the games that you expect to be high-scoring games, and that's kind of where you make your focus with the players you get. And it sounds like common sense, but you didn't think of it
until it was said, and right. Then it seems like common sense
correct.
Afterwards. Yeah.
You know, like the Giants are playing Atlanta.
In a dome, right. High-scoring.
Seattle, Green Bay, they seem to always score points against each other, even though you would think it would be Seattle keep scored down. But the Seattle game last week was 65 points.
Yeah.
And I think you mentioned Dallas at Philly. Mm. And he said even Sam Bradford, he's like, at home, he might be a good value play, you know, at home to score some points against the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. I mean, Dallas' defense isn't great. It's okay.
No, and they're on the road.
And, yeah, and what the Giants didn't do against Dallas wasn't what Dallas did. It's what the Giants didn't do.
They should have 33 points, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Hey, Rashad, I'm going to give you the ball. Do not go in the end zone. Whatever you do.
I know your whole life was to look for that white line and jump over it. Not right now, okay?
No, lay down.
Just lay down, play dead. And then I'm going to go, and when I'm supposed to take a sack, I'm going to throw it into the stands.
I appreciate Eli being honest, but at the same time, that's
a
good
time. He
took
one for the team because he's a leader, but, I mean, it's...
It sounds horrible.
The play calling, the decision making.
Ridiculous.
Horrible. This guy's...
Oh my God! What are you doing?
What are you doing? Fuck!
Is that drag racing?
Luggage.
Did you guys have motorcycles?
Drag racing
with your kids?
In Brooklyn, here.
I don't ride motorcycles, man.
Never.
No, I don't like them.
Oh my God! You ever just pack your stuff and just figure like you definitely forgot something? I definitely feel like I forgot like 100 things.
You packed your adapter?
Adapter's packed.
Condoms?
Condoms are packed.
We don't need condoms. Packed. Unpack them. you've been fucking traveling and training at the same time. At least keep your fucking little pecker in his pants for a week.
Good point.
I know.
Was that movie Full Metal Jacket? This is my rifle. This is my gun. This one's for
fighting.
This one's for fun. Yeah.
But either way, you always have that condom. Whether you want to be using them or not, bro.
In case of emergency.
Unless you want to walk around with 100 kids. I mean, hey. You're on the road with me.
What about for after the fight? Maybe a round card girl or something. A Milan.
Hello.
I'm sure I'll have a master party set up, so it'll be fun.
Hey, they're doing boxing. You ever hear those stories about, like, LT and stuff?
In Milan.
Oh, good.
Because in Milan, it's our friend Ido. They were talking about Ido.
Big-time club promoter in Milan, so.
Ido Beefy.
And go ahead. While you're training and miserable, little Nikki and I are going to have a couple of libations.
Nice.
Couple of libations where? At Ido's club?
Yeah.
When I was training for Kachenko, Ido had a club he was promoting called Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Yeah, Hollywood. Imagine?
Hollywood.
All the way to Milan, so then they're in the club Hollywood. Can you imagine that?
Why not? They feel like they're in Hollywood.
And if you're Yakuza, the year before that, when I was in Yakuza the year before that, they had a club named Malibu. I had to go all the way to Italy to find clubs named after California towns. Can you imagine?
Imagine? Amazing.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
You know, Lawrence Taylor said he used to send, this goes back in football where they'd send girls to opposing players the night before the game. Have you guys ever heard about that in boxing?
Not girls, but like people being put in uncomfortable like hotel situations.
Oh yeah,
you know, yeah. Like,
there's construction going on. I've heard girls getting sent to judges and referees and shit though.
What was that one?
Like judges and referees. I've heard of girls getting sent to like judges and referees the night before they're supposed to work, kind of like as a favor, to do a favor. I've heard of stuff like that.
Huh?
Get their little pecker.
The opposition, I've usually just heard them. They put them in shitty hotels with construction sites going on and shit. You know, especially they don't sleep the night before the fight.
That's not cool.
Yeah, not cool at all.
Definitely not cool.
I mean, nothing like knowing you're not sleeping when you didn't get down to a wink of rest and you're gonna fight 12 rounds the next night. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, that's great.
Oh man, this is someday. I tell you. Yeah, I think I have my charger.
I told you, the adapter.
Those times where we definitely would need live callers, just so the callers could come in and call and remind me of like certain things and just think of things that I might have forgot, you know?
We're close to that. We'll be able to do that very soon.
You got two mouthpieces.
I'm getting a call from the body shop. This is my life. Imagine, I'm getting a call from the body shop. Hold on 1 second.
Did you tell them that you were doing a podcast?
Hold on.
Should we use the lug nut or the wheel nut?
Yeah.
Paulie.
You know, people actually call the body shop and like, is this Paulie's body shop? And his partner's like, yeah.
Like, is Paulie there?
Is Paulie there? Like, yeah, he's under the hood right now. What the fuck
he's changing
you
the oil.
Doing? Yeah.
He went over to get some
Valvoline. He can't get to the phone. He's got oil all over his hands. Yeah. What do you think he's doing? He's not there.
He's in the pit right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll call you back.
He's in the paint booth.
And what is this referring to?
Yeah. I just want to maybe get a signed glove.
Yeah. How does he feel about Mazdas?
Well,
Okay,
you got to hit up Anthony. I don't know what he's doing. Uh-huh. I'll hit up Anthony. This is actually us working on the fly right now. And tell him that he's got to get the suit, not me. The fight suit he's got to get. I have to go to my grandfather's house, right? I don't have time to wait at the house while they deliver the suit. I got to go to my grandfather's house.
Okay.
And so hit him up on the cell phone real quick. Okay. And tell him that he's got to get the suit.
And you got to go home and stir the sauce, too.
Yeah.
No.
Make the sauce stick.
I got the fight suit. Got to get the fight suit. And then we are all set to go. I think, once we got the fight suit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's not answering as usual. I'm going to text him to call back ASAP.
All right. Text him up.
All right, so next week on the road, and you're fighting on the 26th. Are you guys going to periscope the fight or what? How am I going to watch this fight?
I don't know. We discussed we're going to try to periscope it and YouTube it, all that good stuff. I don't really know.
What's the arena that you're fighting at? What kind of places that you're fighting at?
Teatro Principe, which means the Prince Theater.
What kind of crowd are you looking at there?
It's probably like a Blue Horizon type of atmosphere. If anybody remembers the old Blue Horizon in Philadelphia,
5,000 people,
like a small arena, but the crowd is not a bad seat in the house, and the crowd can really get into fight. We're not very flat on top of the ring type of atmosphere. So you know, it's always a good fight atmosphere for us.
And listen, all the UK fans, you know, Paulie plans on fighting in the UK. He would love to, but this is very close. I mean. Jump on a plane. Come to Milan.
Train, car.
Train, yeah.
Planes, automobiles.
We love the support.
Yeah. Come down, have a libation with me. Watch the fight.
And you know Peter Card is always up for a libation or two. Just so you guys.
Well, I'll do it for the fans.
You guys saw Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, right?
Sure.
That movie?
Ladies movies, of course. That's another 80s movie. The classic on the fly, planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, where's my hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows!
That's a new one. Planes, trains, and automobiles. You guys got to get that. Watch that one.
John Candy, Steve Martin. Yeah?
Yes.
Classic.
Yes. Classic is right.
Do you know what? I'm sitting here with Pete, and he's doing his thing, and he is the Rodney Dangerfield character in Easy Money. He's almost the same.
You know, I got that DVD. I still don't watch it.
Yeah, you got to get on that.
I really want to watch that one.
Because you know what the problem is? I got it, and then I wound up on the road for like a month straight. I mean, I have not been home.
Yeah.
I got that DVD, you know?
Give the airline attendant like $5 to put it on instead of the other movie they're running. Say, hey, honey, run this.
You know, I know.
20 or whatever, you know? Put this on.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, though, that
they should give you your own DVD player at your seat at the seat on the plane. Like, if you're in business class, you should have your own DVD players, just so you can bring your own DVDs. And sometimes the mix of movies that they have that you can watch, they all suck. Not always, but sometimes you even get on a plane ride and all the movie options suck. You know what I mean? And you don't want to watch anything, but you feel like watching a movie, and now you're stuck either watching a shitty movie and not watching anything.
You know?
I mean, that's the problem I have. So, but for you people that are technologically more advanced, you probably use your Wi-Fi and you bring the laptops and all that shit. But I don't feel like bringing a laptop on the plane. You know, so I'd rather just have my own personal DVD player at the seat, where I can just bring a DVD or two that I plan on watching and just watch.
Well, they have these little tiny DVD players you can bring too. You know, they're small.
Yeah, but they don't let you use those.
What? They don't?
They don't let you use certain kind of technology on airplanes, and I think those are one of them, you know?
I think you could use those. I don't remember research on that. Who are you flying with?
Because remember that when you had Discmans back in the day, you couldn't use your Discman on the plane. It was weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Which I don't understand how that happens, because I don't understand how you can't have your cell phone on, you can't have a Discman on, but at the end of the day, you could use Wi-Fi. Like, if anything's going to mess with the trajectory of the plane as far as the signal the plane's getting, Wi-Fi probably fucks with it most of it more than anything, you know? I mean, that's like a million signals all in one.
I think once they take off, you can use whatever you want.
Am I making sense or not?
Yeah, definitely. For the first time in your life.
The first time.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it, you know?
It's all right,
I don't
man.
Get it either, man. You should write to somebody.
I don't get it.
What are we doing? Next week, you guys, neither of you guys will be here next week, right?
Next week?
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do an on-the-fly show.
We'll do a conference.
Conference call. I could do that.
Me and him from Milan?
Yeah, we can do that. I got a conference call.
I mean, I'm going to be really, I don't know what kind of mood I'm going to be in, because by then, the day before the fight, this marathon weight-making journey.
Just get on the growl.
And I might not be in the best of moods.
Just get on the phone and growl. It's all right.
Yeah.
That
alone might make me 10 times thirstier when you're dried out, you know? Just growling. But, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll play it by ear. Obviously, we want to keep all listeners in tune, so they always look forward to the podcast.
Maybe we'll do Friday great after the weigh-in. We'll call in.
A good idea. You'll feel much happier.
Friday after the weigh-in. Yeah, bro.
I like that
idea. Except that Friday after the weigh-in, it's earlier in New York. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
What time? What time's the weigh-in?
I don't know what time the weigh-in is, but we'll let you know, Seth. That might work. We might do Friday after the weigh-in.
I like it.
Yeah, we might do that.
That's why he'll be in
We'll just bring on random guests. From Milan.
Speaking Italian.
Ciao, frate, lo veri qui.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Che cosa fa?
You know? What else we got going on? What else on the agenda to talk about today?
Well,
the Mayweather fight happened.
I was just going to say Saturday was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Saturday was a pretty big deal with the Mayweather fight.
Oh, Mayweather.
A lot of opinions. I love the whole Mayweather got caught thing, though. If Mayweather got caught, he would have got suspended, he would have got fined, he would have got stripped of the win, the fight would have been in no contest, all that good stuff with the Mayweather fight. Last time I checked, the Mayweather unanimous decision over Manny Pacquiao, that decision still stood. Last time I checked, I don't know. I mean, I didn't check BoxRec today, but last time I checked, so the whole Mayweather got caught, no, when you get caught, you get Lance Armstronged. That means you are no longer a Tour de France winner, you are no longer anything, you lose all your sponsorships, that's called getting caught. What happened to Mayweather was he won. Like Charlie Sheen said, he's winning. Understand?
And that
he's
is.
The Charlie Sheen of this shit, unfortunately for the haters. And you know what? Last time I checked, the win still stood, folks. And he beat Andre Berto Saturday night. You know what? Andre gave it his full effort. You know, sometimes you want to win a fight so badly that you actually lose track of the focus and your thinking process because you're over agitated with your emotions. And that's what I felt like Andre Berto was going through Saturday night. He has a lot of speed and a lot of ability, does Andre Berto, and a lot of athleticism. But he needed to take a step back. He was at about a 10 all night. He needed to be at about a 6. You know what I'm saying? And, like, just slow down and think about it a little bit and set Mayweather up with certain traps and whatnot instead of just going gung-ho every time and trying to floor the gas pedal with every time you throw a punch, you know? Because at that point, Mayweather's got a timing on your offense. You're going to have to figure out something a little bit more creative in order to touch him. And that didn't happen. It didn't happen. And, you know, it's obviously easier said than done. You know, I'm not criticizing.
Right, I was going to say, isn't that the problem for every, you know, every opponent that fights Floyd? I think at a certain point, they, you know, they want to hit him so bad that they get caught, and you know, it's like, well, I just want to knock this guy's head off. But at the same time, yeah, you know, he's that good, and he just gets you frustrated, and you don't know what else to do. And if you could actually sit there and take yourself out of the equation for a second, and like you said, step back, calm down a little bit,
yeah,
you probably give yourself better chances.
Yeah, you know, maybe use a couple of feints or slow down the pace a little bit, change the speed of the punches you're throwing, the trajectory of the punches, instead of throwing everything at the same speed, even if it's really fast. You know, once the guy's got a timing, he's got a timing down no matter how fast you're throwing, if you're throwing all the same speed, you know? So, obviously, again, it's easier said than done. I mean, you have the emotion of the moment, there's the pressure of the crowd, there's the pressure of the moment in and of itself. It's not very easy to do, and then you're fighting the best fighter in the world, you know?
Sure.
So, it's definitely not an easy situation, so definitely nothing to criticize there. Andre Berto did the same, if not better, than a lot of Floyd's other opponents, you know, of late. I mean, I definitely thought, as much as you want to complain about Floyd versus Berto, it was a better fight than Floyd versus Manny, no matter which way
spin. That's a fact. You know what? All credit, you said it. You said it first, because people were shitting on it. And you said he's definitely going to, it's going to be more competitive than Pacquiao was, so.
But I'm always right. I'm always right. This shit. I said Maidana was going to be more competitive than Pacquiao before and when we looked back at the Pacquiao fight, when we were all said and done, and he was. By the way, I'm going to walk in right now.
We need a rematch, though, because, you know, Pacquiao was hurt, and Floyd was doing drugs, or he's doing illegal stuff. We need a rematch, exactly, man.
You know who Pacquiao's...
I'm kidding.
We need to mention him on the show anymore.
No, yeah, I know.
We need to mention him on the show anymore. A lot of, we might get a lot of his fans that don't like to hear what we say about him.
You know,
don't listen to the show, guys. You don't have to listen to the show. You are addicted. That's the thing. You're addicted to the show. But you know, I was about to go on my rant.
Who's representing him now?
Candace who?
Candace dick fit in your mouth?
Oh, got him!
Got him!
Got him! You just got caught.
I feel sick.
Right on the air. You just got caught.
I'm so mature.
Candace.
Oh, man. I gotta admit, though, that you got caught real hand, red handed there.
Tired. You know, I was up early, Paulie.
You were up early with Taz. Yep. By the way, I did a set with Taz this morning.
Awesome
guy.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Taz.
Yeah, it's amazing how you guys, your careers paralleled, man. You both started in the same place. You both ended up in the same place in LA, you know?
Pretty wild.
Yeah, crazy. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a real chill guy to talk to and just kick it back and discuss stuff on the air, you know? It was really cool. Everybody check out his show. What's his show called?
The Taz Show.
The Taz Show. The Taz Show on Play.it is the top show on Play.it right now. The Taz Show. Everybody check it out. And I was a guest on it this morning. So you'll get double dose of Paulie Malignaggi today. Even me on my own show and on the Taz Show.
You check him out. Check Paulie out everywhere. He's in Spain. Nice. He's on Taz Show.
I'm on airplanes flying on Marbella.
Brooklyn to the world. Brooklyn to the world.
Speaking of which, today I actually have a layover in Madrid. Last time I flew to Marbella last month, I flew right to Malaga, so I didn't have a layover. Today I got a layover in Madrid, which is really burning my eyes. Because, again, every moment I waste on planes is one less moment I have. I'm losing either to sleep or to work out and try to gain on this weight that I'm going to have a hard time making because I haven't been able to train the way I want to throughout this past month. Well, go ahead. What?
You should rest your jaw muscles.
If I'm not talking, you mean?
Yeah.
Once I get thirsty, I'm not going to want to talk. Trust me, once I'm dead thirsty, I'm going to run around the corner, kid.
Do what you got to do. Make sure you have everything.
Yeah, all right.
You got
my hat and my glass. Well, I did Dramamine at the airport. My shoes and my glasses, just so I have them.
Just
though.
So
that's
you
cool
have
too.
Them, right?
All right.
All my shoes and my glasses.
And right. Seth and I are gonna wrap this up.
All right, wrap it up, kid.
All righty.
And it was a pleasure being on the road with the fans, and obviously with you, crazy guys. All right, wrap up the show, kid.
Right. Safe travels.
I'll talk to you guys later. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah.
There
so,
he goes from Brooklyn to the world.
Busy guy. Busy, busy guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's great today on the Taz Show, too. It was very cool.
Yeah, he's always good for stuff like that.
Yeah. He's a pro, but it's amazing. They both broke in Gleason's gym. They both were champions. One is a wrestling champion, one's a boxing champion. And then they both became the best analyst at their sport. You know, Taz is a great analyst for over 10 years in wrestling, and Paulie's killing it right now on Showtime, PBC, and everything. So it's really weird. And they're both Brooklyn, both Italian. So it's just crazy that the parallels of their career.
Yeah, that's awesome. Speaking of PBC,
you down with PBC?
Yeah, you know me. very good friend of mine and Paulie's. He was in the amateurs with Paulie. Gary Kid Stark Jr. Recently started working with Al Heyman, and they put him on the undercard of the PD Kid Chocolate Quillen show that was in Foxwoods. It was the afternoon of the Mayweather fight, and he got a unanimous decision. So. Big shout out to Kid, my boy Kid. He's like family.
Good job.
How cool is it? He named his daughter Tony because his last name is Stark.
Ah, big Iron Man fan.
Yep.
I like it. Tony with an I, I bet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Tony Stark.
That's cool.
She's adorable. She comes to the house.
You gotta be. If your name's Tony with an I, you gotta be cute, right? There's no ugly Tonys.
She's adorable.
Girls, this doesn't happen. Some names just always work.
But yeah, so that show was pretty good. Jamal Charlo defeated K-9 Bundridge. It looked like K-9 didn't even belong in there with him, obviously. It was K-9's title, and one of the Charlo twins now has a belt, just waiting on the other one, you know. Kid Chocolate obviously beat this guy's name, Zafara, and it was pretty, not to say competitive, but Kid Chocolate got hit a little bit. When everybody expected him to just go in there and steamroll this guy, and then he hit him with a mean, mean shot. Did you see that fight?
I did not see the fight.
Oh my god, this poor guy.
I'm gonna look it up now after the show. After we do
he
this.
He went to the ropes and like the elasticity of the ropes like brought him back like naturally.
Oh,
and he walked into a big right hand, and Kid Chalker could punch. They carried him out on a stretcher.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully, it was precautionary. He's
okay,
fine.
Good.
So. But that was a good show. And then, you know, we had Floyd. Paulie worked some fights in Pittsburgh. They were pretty good. Fox Sports 1.
Yep.
All PBC, man. All
cool.
Good stuff.
Keeping Paulie busy, man.
Oh, he's a little too busy.
Yeah, right? Actually. If he's going to fight,
you know,
yeah.
He's fighting next Saturday, and he hasn't had a chance really to... I mean, he's always focused. He's always training, but it's tough with the traveling and everything. But now that he'll get to Spain, he gets taken care of over there. He'll have a gym, and he'll zone in for a week.
That's great. That's kind of exciting. It's cool.
What else? Before we wrap up, football tonight?
Yes.
Chiefs-Broncos.
Chiefs are hosting. -3.
I like the Chiefs. Be honest with you.
You know, I always felt like the second week, and I'm not calling you, I'm not trying to knock you, but I always felt the second week's a sucker bets, right? So the Chiefs look real good. But, you know, everyone was running up points on Houston last year, even with J.J. Watt. And I think Kelsey was a little banged up. I think he's okay, though. I don't know. But he's. I'm kicking myself. I had Kelsey last year on my fantasy. Now he's like the next Gronk, of course. And Denver didn't look so good, right? So you think, oh, Chiefs are going to win this game. I'm taking Denver.
Yeah,
I just I feel like
listen,
it's one, something
he
too
finds
good to be
a
true.
Way to win, yeah.
Although if Peyton's messed up, and I don't know if Peyton's got it anymore, we'll see.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, we're gonna find out
not
tonight.
Getting any younger?
Dun-dun-dun.
Wrap it up. We'll see you guys next week. We're gonna try our best to do something maybe after the weigh-in. All the UK fans, try to come out and support the man. Paulie Magic Man Malignaggi fights next Saturday, the 26th, in Milan, Italy.
Milan.
Come show some support. I'll be there, of course. And we're going to have some fun. And he's going to show Italy some tricks they've never seen that he has up his sleeve. So we'll talk to you guys next week. We're out.